Now, I don't know where Gordo went. He disappeared this segment, so we thought we'd have some wireless fun now. So George is going to take out the wireless. George, come in.
You got me?
Got you.
You got me loud and clear?
Got you loud and clear.
I thought I'd just go down radio row here. Here's our work table right next to us. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
Hey, Jub.
Morning, Jub.
Musers.
Norm and Kat. Let's see. There's a radio station from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. There's Sports Radio 104. I'm not really sure where they're from.
I saw Chris Visser around here. You want to okay. talk to Leslie's brother?
He's been a guest before.
If you get a shot.
There's David Smoke from Central Texas now, almost at East Texas. KPXR. I'm not really sure where that's from.
Corby hit on his daughter.
I mean, oh, no. Smokey's
yeah, his
daughter,
right.
There's a 1010. The something or another, and oh gosh, here's our guy. We see him every year.
All here on the National Radio
Network.
Oh,
God.
Guy Sports with you. Our telephone number 1-888 Sports. Now that is Sports with two T's at the not the end, but right before the end where the S is happening. So 1-800-88 Sports. Give us a call. I'm Guy Sports for the National Radio Network. We are coast to coast.
What did he say?
From Bangor, Maine to Panama City, Florida, we are coast to coast. And we'd like to welcome our two affiliates today, Bangor, Maine and Panama City.
Is that really a network?
Kind of coast to coast.
We've had an HE double hockey stick of an hour this hour. Let's thank Chris Visser for coming on to tell us about his new Pro Flow water, the only water to bring out the unswollen prostate in you, as Chris so eloquently put it here on the National Radio Network. And we also like to thank the folks from Heritage Auctions for stopping by with some memorabilia from the Mario Mendoza estate.
Wow.
And a big, big thank you to Robert Walensky and Justin Montemayor for coming on. They host the morning shows in all of Dallas, Texas.
Huh.
All of them.
Okay, so our question this hour, who are you rooting for in this Super Bowl? Who are you rooting for
so
in this
tired.
Super Bowl? All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to, what's that, Josh? Who is it? Uh-huh. Okay, let's go to Dustin in Bangor, Maine. My apologies, Dustin. Dustin in Panama City, Florida. Yes, Dustin. All right, get rid of that, Josh. Get rid of that. I don't know who keeps doing this or why they think it's funny. This term, vaginal slice, whatever it is stupid, and I won't put up with it anymore.
Yeah, he's old school.
I agree with him on that one.
All right, let's go to the phones again. Let's go to Mark in Panama City, Florida. Uh-huh. Mark, how are you doing today? I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you. My apologies. Bangor is a very nice city, and I'm glad that you hailed from there. Yes, yes. Who are you rooting for? Get rid of it, Josh. Get rid of that. We're not going to be taking any more phone calls right now because our callers couldn't handle it. We are no longer going to discuss Barry versus Emmett and should Jerry the GM fire Jerry the owner. You have lost privileges to talk about that. All right. Now, coming up next, we're going to spin the conversation category wheel.
Hey, he stole that from us.
We'll be back in just a moment.
I'm going to try to get a word.
Okay.
Hey, Josh. Josh, did you hear back from Mickey Spagnola?
He's talking to his producer.
I know. But this is the third time that he has stiffed us. All right? You know, I don't want to tell him to get lost because he's a really big name, but it is annoying. And if he keeps this up, he's never coming on my program again.
I hope he doesn't have a live spot.
I don't know. Guy?
Okay, Josh,
hey,
you.
Guy?
Yes.
It's your old friends from Dallas here.
Yeah, could you hold on just one moment?
Oh, do you have a live spot?
Yes.
Okay, he does have a live spot,
okay.
Craig.
Josh.
All right, I've got a few seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. What's your name, sir?
Preston.
Preston?
Munchensonton?
Oh, yes, yes, I'm familiar. I've heard of you before.
Yeah, yeah, from Dallas.
Yes. Yeah. Seems like that name is familiar, I guess. Yeah, don't know. Well, I'm so sorry, Preston. I do not mean to in any way be rude or discourteous.
You're not.
But I have a live spot coming up in just a few
minutes. Oh, okay. You mind if we listen in?
That's fine.
Okay. Here comes the live spot from Guy Sports.
When you've had a spill in your carpeted area of your particular domicile, what you need is the 8-pound Oreck upright vacuum. The 8-pound upright Oreck vacuum cleaner only weighs 8 pounds. So when you need to find a...
He's looking for copy points.
8 pounds of cleaning power. So when you need to get the most for your vacuuming dollar in your world, in everybody's world, is the 8-pound Oreck upright vacuum cleaner. The 8-pound upright Oreck vacuum cleaner is the choice of vacuuming experts in our world, in everybody's our world. Please choose the 8-pound upright Oreck vacuum cleaner. 8-pound Oreck vacuum cleaner.
What a terrible
it is
spot.
The best for you and your family.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Ask him since he's
Josh,
struggling.
I don't have the copy points for that. I covered it that time. But
ask him since he's struggling if he's going to go more guy talk and, you know, instead of talking such hardcore sports.
I'm so sorry for tonight.
That's okay.
I'm not going to go in the yard there and I forgot that you're standing right
here. It's okay. It's like you're kind of struggling through that live spot there. You know, instead of just talking about who's going to win the Super Bowl or who you're rooting for, why don't you do some guy topics like, I don't know. Hottest girl you've seen in San Francisco or Alcatraz.
Please, sir, please, please, please. That is not the kind of show that I do. And I know you're a young fellow in sports radio. And I've heard a lot of these stations that do that. But I would like to tell you, as an elder in this business, that you do not have to do that sort of trashy guy talk, puerile, speaking from the scrotum area type of a broadcasting. You can stay to sports. Sports is good enough on its own. It does not need to be mixed with sexuality.
Well, there's some downtime sometimes, you know? You just need something
else. Well,
for
example, on my program, I have a 6-hour program a day. And I experience no downtime.
6 hours a day?
Six hours a day. And we cover all the sports.
Yeah, like what have you talked about this morning?
Well, this morning we've talked about, like, your favorite Super Bowl memory. Who do you like in this week's Super Bowl?
I heard that one, yeah. Who do you like?
Cam Newton.
What about him?
Pro or con? we've talked about... Well, other things.
Okay. Well, it was good seeing you again. I think we may put your live spot up for an emergency break of the week.
What is that? Is that?
It's just where we listen to other, you know, sometimes our own radio shows or other shows, and when they have mistakes,
so
we put
them. It's an honor.
It's an honor. Yes.
Oh, good, good. Yes. Feel free. You know, it's just something that comes very naturally to me.
Yeah, it was well done. It was well done. Well, I know you got to get back on the air, so thanks.
Well, Preston, thank you so much for coming over here and. Looking at your credential, it does not say Preston Munchinson.
No.
It says he hoards Dunham. You have lied to me. You have represented yourself as someone who you are not. I ask you to leave my presence right now.
Oh, no.
Get out.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
I was just pushed out of his booth.
Boy, that's...
Oh, wait.
I want him taken away and put on Alcatraz Island.
He is so dramatic. Wow, that's the first time anyone's gotten physical with a ticket staff member since Nasty Nestor
Tried
to choke Gordon. Wow. All right, good job there, George.
Oh, thanks.